Well, good evening, guys. How are you? Now, I haven't made quite a few videos lately because, well, I've been on my VR headset. You know, that Mega Quest 3. I've been playing Half-Life Alyx. I don't want to rush the game. And I've been playing Red Matter 2, which is quite an annoying game, but it does look nice. And I've got my friend with me here tonight, Mr. Peroni. He's about the only person I can trust nowadays. Now, speaking of trust, here's a femon in the thumbnail. She was a teacher in the prison and a workshop or something. And she had an inappropriate relationship with one of the prisoners, who was a murderer. Then she was found to be misconduct and abuse of the public's trust. Well, there's nothing new for femons. You can't trust any of them. Of course, by looking at this femon, maybe that's all she could get. Now, she's 33 years of age and looks like if she doesn't change her lifestyle, she isn't going to make real old age. Then people should rethink about putting femons in these positions because they've proven that they can't be trusted to do their job properly. And of course, the biggest reason they're like that is because they're used to getting away with everything. They're entitled. The law looks at them and slaps them on the wrist. So there's no real big deterrent for them. And they're used to lying and deceiving anyway. So she was working for the prison service, so guess what? You and me are paying her wages. Oh, just a minute, don't tell me. The prisoner forced her to do it. Aren't you guys getting tired and sick of that excuse? They're not victims. They're instigators. They're adults supposed to be, and they know right from wrong. But it does prove what I've been saying all along. You can never trust a femon. Come to think of it, the prisoner must have been desperate too. Very goddamn desperate. Never mind, she probably hasn't got a job now, so she'll probably do an OnlyFans page. Oh, God. I'm going to get another beer. Take it easy, fellas.